On its website, the transit agency said the service adjustments were needed to advance the installation of positive train control, a safety system that can automatically stop a train to prevent a collision. Janet Chernitz, the deputy director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign, says New Jersey Transit needs to do a better job of informing customers about cancellations in a reasonable amount of time.
To allow commuters to make a decision, I mean, this is the way they get to work. Transportation, public transportation in New Jersey, it's the backbone of economy. And New Jersey Transit owes it to its customers to be able to keep up that line of communication.
New Jersey Transit has said it won't meet a federal end-of-the-year deadline to complete installation of positive train control. It's hoping to qualify for a two-year extension and avoid possible fines. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.